Has it come to you yet? All right, here it is. This is the theme from SWAT. Rhythm Heritage is the name of the group. Putting down the grooves. Because actually, in 1976, it would have been on the grooves. The LP, long play album. Of course, you could have gotten it on cassette and maybe 8-track too. How many of you still have your 8-tracks? All right, that's what that is. The theme from SWAT, lock it into your memory bank because you know on Friday it's going to be quiz time. So that's one of our featured songs for the week. The theme from SWAT. And remember now, this week's theme is law enforcement. Okay, now we're back to the power of kindness and we were taking a look at this whole thing of looking at people through filters of judgment. Now stay with me. I'm not saying or even suggesting that we should never try to determine where a person is coming from. There is a place for judgment. There's not a place for judgmentalism. Okay, stay with me. Our authors, our guests who were with us a while back, say that really, when we accept people as they are, that means seeing them and hearing them without a filter of judgment. Yes, not only hearing, but seeing. I talked about how we can pay attention to what someone has to say, and if their political views, their religious views, etc., don't line up with ours, okay, we have a problem with them. But very often, we can simply look at a person and already have a problem with them before one word comes out of their mouths. Maybe they have a skin color that we're not that excited about. And we look down on them because of their skin color. Maybe they're the other gender. And for whatever reason, we highly exalt our own gender while putting down the other gender. And before one word comes out of the other person's mouth, you see that they are of that other gender. And you start evaluating them through the filter of judgment before you all have even begun to exchange any words with each other. Accepting others as they are means seeing them and hearing them without that filter of judgment. And we actually owe that same courtesy to ourselves. Think about it. We should be loving our neighbors as we love ourselves, in the same way that we love ourselves. And so, if we love our neighbors in such a way that we're willing to accept them without being judgmental, then we should be loving ourselves in such a way that we accept ourselves without being judgmental, without being overly critical. I didn't say without being critical. I said without being overly critical, without being unjustly harsh in our evaluations of ourselves. Why? It's easier to accept others as they are when we accept ourselves as we are. When we accept, we become more open to exchanging ideas and customs with others, which helps bring us together. When it comes to traditions or lifestyle, if we can make an effort to learn about people, we can better appreciate the way they live, even when their practices are different from our own. How many of you who do missions work, where you work with people specifically of other cultures, cultures other than your own, and you have found that it really pays to as much as possible, get rid of the filter of judgment. Stop expecting people to live exactly the way the people from your culture live and get to know their culture. What you find, by and large, is that there are strengths and weaknesses, pros and cons, good and flaws in every culture, including one's own. And so there's really no benefit to looking down on someone else's culture because their culture is different from our own. And to flip that, there's no need for us to look down on ourselves because someone else's culture is different from our own. Some people look at the way others do certain things and they say, hey, they do that better than we do. And they begin to become harshly critical of their own culture. It's okay to be critical in the sense that we're looking for a way to improve ourselves. But to be harshly critical for the sake of being harshly critical, not cool. Our experts say that our focus on finding ways to relate to each other rather than keeping our distance. We're aware of differences. We acknowledge them and how they contribute to our uniqueness. But we don't allow those differences to interfere with accepting each other. There's no rule that says that women and men cannot accept each other just because we don't think exactly alike. Guarantee you, we have much more in common than we have that which is not in common. In other words, we have many more similarities than we have differences. Doesn't matter what skin color is. We have many more similarities than differences. You think about the way people respond to the loss of a loved one. Think about the way people respond when they learn that they have cancer. Skin color, gender, nationality, none of that matters. People respond the same way. How about when they discover that someone they love has an incurable disease? How do we respond when we receive a gift that we like? How do we respond to sunshine? How do we respond to disasters, even if there's no loss of life? I'm just saying, we have many, many, many more similarities than differences. People across many, many, many cultures truly want to receive good educations. And then you have people who have educational opportunities available to them who squander their opportunities to be well educated. Doesn't matter what the ethnicity, doesn't matter what gender, doesn't matter what nationality. Then you have people who see opportunities and they will work hard to take advantage of the opportunity. Doesn't matter what gender, doesn't matter what ethnicity. I'm telling you, we have many more similarities than differences. And so we have a lot more to bring us together than would keep us apart. We're aware of differences. We acknowledge them. But instead of saying, man, because you all are different, I'm going to look down on you all. Just say, hey, you know what? That's what helped make you unique. I've noticed that you all don't do this, and this is what we do. So this helps to make us unique. Not necessarily bad, just unique, different. And remember, our whole purpose of having this conversation is not just so that we as adults, we as young adults, we as older teens can begin to develop being kind to other people, but this is also so the parents can go about the business of empowering their children to develop the lifestyle of being powerfully kind. More on that in just a few.